A potent winter storm now blanketing the Northeast with snow has already left an icy trail of destruction across the American South. At least 17 deaths are being blamed on the weather. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain have glazed roads, trees, and power lines with a thick coat of ice. In North Carolina, more than 1 million people are without power, and it could be days before they get it back. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Scott Jagow reports.
Thousands of Charlotte residents had a rude awakening this morning. No light and no heat. A 24-hour ice storm caused a record number of power outages, shut down schools and businesses, and sent residents in search of shelter and food.
Right here, yeah.
It wasn't long before local fast food restaurants like this McDonald's were packed with tired, hungry residents like Catherine Hill.
I was up 3:45, no electric, nothing, and my house is very cold. I'm worried about my food in the refrigerator. What's going to happen? How am I going to eat? But I mean, I can't eat McDonald's until it comes on. They say it may be days.
By the looks of Charlotte's tree-lined neighborhoods, it'll be at least a few days. In the Dilworth neighborhood, residents awoke to find their yards, streets, even their homes littered with trees and power lines toppled by a half an inch of ice. Some people, like Becky Hoover, didn't even get to sleep.
About 2 o'clock, we had a tree come down on one side of the house that knocked the power out and had some live lines down. And then about 4 o'clock, a tree came down on the other side of the house and put a hole through the roof and knocked out windows and 3 rooms.
Frankly, it looked like a hurricane had blown through their house. And that's exactly what many Charlotte residents were thinking about today. Hurricane Hugo, which tore through Charlotte in 1989, leaving a similar trail of destruction. Dilworth resident John Zizi lived in another Charlotte neighborhood then.
Well, right now, what I'm looking at in the front yard looks like Hugo. Worse than what I had in our other house at the time of Hugo. It's just branches all over the place and some fairly sizable stuff. And there comes another one. I'm afraid it's not over yet. Yikes.
While residents cleaned up, the region's electric utility, Duke Power, went to work on the astounding number of power outages from this storm. 1.2 million, almost twice as many as Hurricane Hugo, when restoring power took 2 weeks. Company spokesman E.O. Farrell says this storm came early and right after a drought.
What's unusual about this ice storm is it's early in the year. The leaves are on the trees, which gives more surface area to weight the trees down. But I think the trees have been weakened and some of them probably toppled that might not have had we had a regular year for the growing of the trees.
Some of those trees were planted after Hurricane Hugo. Now it appears residents in those tree-lined Charlotte neighborhoods will have to start all over again. In the meantime, city officials have declared a state of emergency and set up temporary shelters at local schools. For NPR News, I'm Scott Jagow in Charlotte, North Carolina.